Hello.
Yes. Hi, Shivam. It's Lisa here again. Apologies for calling you late. I just got stuck in something. All right. So you were telling
No,
me
that's
what's
fine.
going on.
Yeah, so nothing going on in particular. Again, I've been just looking for more information, transparency on the part of the team. So I paid an application fee for some sort of mass distribution where you guys send out book samples to through a third party to publishers who then want to buy
That's
mass
the
copies, like
print on
bulk.
demand orders, yes, the book placement.
Right, correct. So I paid an application fee for that. Then Hudson Group apparently selected it.
Okay,
And
that's great.
they ordered 2,000 copies. Now, I was told that the 2,000 copies they ordered will be a retail value, that's paperback, which is
Okay.
$24.99. That I'd have to pay about $8,000 in printing costs. And so I did that. And then I would. That notebook writing would print it and then deliver it, and then I'd get a contract from Hudson, and that me and Raphael will sign it together, and then I'm going to get my payment. I was like, great. I just was like, hey, did they send you a contract on it? What official word do you have? Do you have an email from them? And so all of that was not provided to me. Raphael basically said that once you pay all of this upfront, we are going to receive a contract from them, and we'll sign it together, and then they're going to send over payment terms, and then they're going to
Yeah.
make payments directly to you.
That's the standard process, and you haven't received any of that?
Yes, that's the standard process, right? So the payment I made was, so the application fee of around $2,500 I paid back in April, and the printing cost I believe I paid in June. And I was told that I'd receive a contract in a month, and then payment within, and then that contract's going to detail the payments and everything, and it's going to have the contact information of a person from Hudson Group and all of those things. So I have followed up for it. I think almost if I combine the messages I sent over time, I've followed up at least 20 times over the past 2 months
Oh
for it.
gosh, I'm so
At least.
sorry.
I'm saying at least, right? And I've had a couple of calls. I was assured that I'd get it next week, and then the week after, and then the week after, and the week after. And I really put in a lot of money, right? That I have a decent job, and I make a good living. But
Of course.
all I am looking for is transparency from your side, Lisa. After the
Exactly.
debacle with Chris and let me complete. After the debacle with Chris and the ghostwriting process, then there was printing cost, and there were all I am looking for, and I'm is a return on investment. I've put in about $25K in this book now, and I have received back from Amazon sales, probably like 15 to 20 copies sold through Amazon. They just added Ingram Sparks. If you remember, I purchased like that 84 platforms plus for publication. I think that they've published it on three platforms now: Lulu, Amazon, and then they just did Ingram Sparks after I reminded them constantly on it. And so like 60-65 platforms are still left, but that's separate. That's also not moving forward as fast as I'd want it to be. And the print on demand service from Hudson, I'm at this point, and I've been very patient with it. I know Raphael is ill, no fault of his. At this point, I am very frankly questioning the legitimacy of everything, because I'm a CPA. I am an educated person. I work off of contracts. I work off of words. I work off of official documentation. Ideally, I would have liked to see an advance from the Hudson Group and all of those things, but I completely understand. Raphael also told me that this is standard procedure, so I followed it. Now I am around 25 to 30K in the hole for this book, and there is no word, absolutely no word, around the contract or anything. And I do not know when the Hudson Group is going to pay me. They told me that they delivered the books to them already, 2,000, how many copies? Like they were going to do 1,000 per month. They just said they delivered the book to Hudson. So then my next question would be, and tell me if I'm being unreasonable here. My next question would be, hey, if you already delivered, did they pay? Am I going to get paid or not? And to that, I have not received the contract. In fact, not received an answer. In fact, I have not even received the official an official contract which specifies this whole thing, and I've paid upwards of 10K for it. So really, at this point, I'm wondering, with nothing happening on the publishing front as much, and then the marketing being stagnant or whatever, no returns, where 400% was at least promised, despite, apart from the print on demand, I am just wondering, I have to write another book, and I'm losing precious time here, and the lack of transparency is really making me question the legitimacy of everything. So I just need assistance from your side on, hey, if this Hudson Group thing is not happening, for whatever reason, we'll not dwell on the past, just return me my money. If it indeed is happening, why don't you get me a contract? Hudson Group is a big, big publisher.
Exactly.
It would not make sense if the contract would not come from them. It just doesn't make sense. Mm-hmm. There's no email. I can't contact anyone. I have no idea. The only thing that I have proving that this contract exists and that this is going to happen is Raphael's word and nothing
mm-hmm.
else.
Mm-hmm.
And as much as I appreciate his efforts and as much as I sympathize with his condition right now, I do not operate on mere words.
Mm-hmm.
So I just need your assistance on, like, is this really something that actual, or was this just in a fit of the moment and to make a sale, Raphael just sold me on something that didn't really exist? And then, and I'm being very straightforward here, is your team, are you guys just dragging me along so that the window for me to dispute the credit card charge is over and then you guys are just going to bail? Or just, I need some information here. Because there's two more book projects I have in line. I'm going to write them, and I am trying to find a trusted partner for it this time around. First time I was a novice, a beginner, but this time I want to find a trusted partner. And so the fact that all of this is happening is really shaking my confidence, like, because I've paid a lot, like a lot, and there's no return whatsoever. Mm-hmm. Forget return. Any communication, any binding contract with Hudson, if the books were, in fact, I asked something as simple as this to Raphael. I told him, please, if he said that we have our own printing, right? I said, okay, can you send me 2 copies so that I just verify what kind of things you'd be sending out to Hudson, supposedly?
Mm-hmm.
They sent me 2 copies from Lulu. I was like, why would you send it to me from Lulu? I could have ordered it myself from Lulu. I wanted to see how you would print it.
Mm-hmm.
So they told me that we sent it from Lulu because we have a lot of printing jobs and it was backed up, and that's why we didn't want there to be a delay to you, and that's why I sent it. The next day they tell me that the printing is done and that they deliver it to Hudson. So do you see the contradiction there?
Mm-hmm.
Do you? So I'm all ears from here on what solutions you have for me and what do you want me to pursue from here, but because as I am tired of following up every week on a basic contract that should be delivered to me before the copies are delivered to Hudson, supposedly, if there exists a contract like that.
Mm-hmm.
And if not, if you're telling me that that's not happening, then I would either request a swift refund or would need to go through the proper channels and everything that's available to me as a consumer in the U.S. to do this. So just I'm looking for your thoughts on all of this.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, first of all, for giving me a detailed account on what is going on. I've noted down all of your concerns. First of all, I don't understand how long does it take for a contract to be forwarded from Hudson to us and then to you. So that is my major concern at this point of time. I mean, I don't understand what's going on. But whatever it is, Shivam, you know that we've worked together and we have done some good work together. You and I, we had a good rapport. So you can trust me on this, that if I see anything shady going on, I'm going to come back to you and I will go ahead and have the refund initiated immediately, okay? So you can trust me on that. The least you can do is trust me on that, that I'm not going to, you know, run you around in circles or do some shady business with you, okay? So I'm going to need like at least 24 hours for me to get all this information from the relevant departments, because as you know, I'm out of this entire process, so I'll have to, you know, run some channels, see what's going on, and also get some word.
I don't want you to do it per se. I know you're out of it, but like Raphael's gone and Rachel mm-hmm. really does not have a lot of information. Like every time I mm-hmm. ask her something, she's like, whatever. And then they, so I am not understanding why after paying so much, like is there a contract? Mm-hmm. Is there not a contract? If there's not a contract, I promise to not like, go around the legal channels as long as my money is refunded. If not,
of course, Shivam. One more thing. Contract... I'm sorry I'm interrupting. I want to go ahead and verify this personally for me so that I can come back to you and give you some solid information. If I'm going to rely on the project manager, Rachel, or if I'm going to wait on a word from Raphael, these things are not going to move forward. This is something that you've been doing with them, right, for a couple of weeks now, and you haven't gotten anything. So let me pull some strings, find out what's going on, come back to you with some clarity and transparency tomorrow, and then we will discuss the alternate resolution options. What do you think?
Yes. Oh, I don't even want an alternate. Ideally, I want my contract and I want my sale money.
Absolutely, and that's what you were always focused about. I remember you were so dedicated for your book, and we've always tried to work things, even with Chris. Do you remember the days with Chris? Oh, my God, nightmare.
That's exactly what I'm saying. So I need a trusted partner, mm-hmm. and like all I've said from day one to you, to Raphael, to Daniel is, hey, good. You're asking me for money on publishing and now mm-hmm. marketing and now all of that. That's good. Mm-hmm. Do you guys realize that I just need to see a return on investment. You show me then I'll invest more. You show me, but I have not seen anything and I'm losing faith now. So I mm-hmm. really do appreciate if you look into this, please.
Of course, I'm going to do that for you anytime, Shivam. And one more thing, I just need to ask you one small question before I leave you. Did you sign up for the marketing services with Raphael? And if yes, how many months?
I had 1 month in my original package, and I believe mm-hmm. I signed up for 6 or 7 more months. I don't remember which one.
Okay.
Yeah.
So let me just verify that. It'll probably be 6 because we usually offer a 1 month trial period, then we have 3 months marketing plans, and we have 6 months marketing plans.
Yeah, it could have been
a
total of 7 with 6 additional. That would have been.
Yes. 1 month marketing from the initial package, you know, when you and I used to work together, and I guess you signed up for an additional 6 month marketing plan afterwards.
Yeah, I paid for 6 months. Yes.
And
then
okay.
That's separate from the print on demand that I paid a separate line of money for. So, but
for
I just
the
need
printing,
info.
For the printing, you paid the submission fee, which was $2,500, and the printing cost for the copies itself was $8,000. Correct?
Something like that. I think it was either 4 or 8. I'll have to verify, but it was a couple. It was like multiple grand. So, no, that's fine. It's the money is fine as long as I work on trust, and there's more
of
business
course.
For me. If I get something here, please, I'm not getting anything. Yeah.
No. You rest assured, and you sit back and relax today. You've told me everything. I'm going to resolve this for you. I'm going to come back to you with some solid information and some solid answers tomorrow, and I'll probably call you around the same time tomorrow, okay?
That works. I'm excited. Thank you.
Perfect. No worries. You take good care of yourself and don't stress out, please. It's gonna get resolved, okay?
Okay. Bye.
I'll make sure it does.
Thank you. Bye.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.